Faith, new faith, is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That's out of Hebrews 11:1. Father, create in me the confident assurance that when I pray and desire, will manifest before my eyes. Cause the beautiful dreams of my heart to become revealed beauty here upon earth. Isn't that beautiful? Today, I'm going to utilize a very important message that was presented by Dr. Gary Linton. And I think you'll be benefiting from the 12 scriptures on being faithful to God. There are several verses in the Bible that refer to being faithful to God. God's not looking for perfect people. He is simply searching for those who will be devoted to Him. Below are 12 of the top passages that describe Christian faithfulness. Each verse is quoted, then followed by a brief comment. In 1 Samuel 26 through 23, may the Lord repay every man for his righteousness and his faithfulness. For the Lord delivered you into my hand today, but I would not stretch out my hand against the Lord's anointed. Saul, the king of Israel, had been trying to kill David. When David had the opportunity to kill Saul, he chose not to because Saul was God's anointed. David said God would repay every man for his faithfulness. Are we faithful like David? What if we believe our pastor is doing wrong? Or more importantly, doing us wrong? If we take the high road, we can rest assured God will reward our faithfulness. 2 Chronicles 16:9, for the eyes of the Lord run to and fro upon the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose heart is loyal to him. God is looking for people whose heart is fully his and are loyal to him. If we are faithful to God, he will show himself strong towards us in all we do. Let's search our hearts and make sure it is loyal and faithful to God. Psalms 12:1 says, help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. What an indictment against our day. God is looking for faithful men and women. I hear pastors saying this all over the world. Help, Lord, the faithful disappear from among the sons of men. The body of Christ is in desperate need of very faithful men and women. Will you commit to being one of them? Proverbs 20, verse 6, many a man proclaims his own loyalty, but who can find a trustworthy, faithful man? This is similar to Psalms 12:1, except this verse says, many a man proclaims his own loyalty. Lots of people proclaim their faithfulness, but real faithfulness is hard to find. I've experienced this all over and over when planning a new church, says Pastor Linton. Someone would come to me and say, everyone else may leave, but I'm behind you, Pastor. The very next week, they would be walking out the door. James 5:12 says, many man proclaims his own loyalty, but are they really faithful? Words are cheap. Proverbs 28:20, a faithful man will abound with blessings. Abound is defined as to occur or exist in great quantities or numbers, to be rich or well supplied, to be filled. When we are faithful, we will be rich, well supplied, and filled with God's blessings in more ways than one can imagine. What an incentive to be faithful. Matthew 25:21, his Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Listen to this carefully, people. This is an excellent verse about our reward or position in heaven. Contrary to what many believe, not everyone will have the same position in heaven. We will be rewarded according to our faithfulness here on earth. We are saved by grace and grace alone, apart from anything else we do, Ephesians 2:8 and 9. But position and reward is earned. This will all be determined at the judgment seat, called the Bema Seat of Christ, 1 Corinthians 3:10 and 4:2. 2 Corinthians 5:10-11 and Romans 14:10-12. This is a judgment for believers only. Will we be found faithful? Then in Luke 16:10, he who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much, and he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. If we are faithful in little things, business, ministry, or possessions, we prove to God we can be trusted with greater things. When we're faithful with what has already been given to us, we are given more, such as time, talent, treasure, and responsibility. Because we've shown we can be trusted in it and with it, if we are untrustworthy with that which is least, we show we cannot be trusted with more. In fact, we are in danger of losing what we have. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have abundance. But from those who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. Matthew 25:29. Luke 16:11. If you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? In this verse, mammon is referring to money or finances. We are faithful with our finances or tithe, are we? The Bible makes it clear we will suffer financially if we're not faithful with our tithe. Malachi 3:8-10, 2 Corinthians 9:6-10. But when we are faithful with our tithes and offerings, we have a promise we will experience increase not only financially, but in more ways than we can imagine. Proverbs 3:9-10, Proverbs 28:20. Luke 16:12. If you've not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? This verse deals primarily with being faithful with something that belongs to someone else. This can apply to business or ministry. If we're employed by someone or a volunteer or staff member at our church, our job is to be supportive of those above us. Our job is to make that business, our ministry, flourish, prosper, and excel. We're to make the business owner, that business owner, the CEO, or senior pastor shine. If you want to be promoted or one day have your own business or ministry, you must be faithful with what belongs to another. Many have tried to start their own business or ministry and have failed miserably because they would not be faithful to someone else. 1 Corinthians 4:2. Moreover, it is required in stewards that one be found faithful. This verse contextually deals with the judgment, that bema seat I was talking about, of Christ out of 1 Corinthians 3:10-4:2, or 2 Corinthians 5:10-11, Romans 14:10-12, as did Matthew 25:21 above. 1 Corinthians 3:10-16 gives a specific detail about the judgment seat. It is a judgment for believers that will determine the reward we receive. This verse makes it clear that faithfulness will be part of what determines our reward. 1 Corinthians 3:12 also says that we will pass through the fire of judgment as gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw. As we go through this kind of fire, all our works will be burned up and will be lost. Only what will remain will be rewarded for. The metaphor used here is quite insightful, where we have gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw found. Gold, silver, and precious stones are found beneath the earth, whereas wood, hay, and straw are found above ground. These things above ground are easily seen, but things beneath the earth cannot be seen. Most of what we do for Christ that is seen by man will be burned up. What we do for Christ that no one sees and what will be rewarded for. Ephesians 1:1, to the saints who are in Ephesus and faithful in Jesus Christ. Paul, writing to the Ephesians, addresses two categories of people, the saints, the faithful, and those two groups are also in the church today, saints, blood-washed believers, and faithful saints. In most churches, 20% of the membership carries the burden of the ministry. That's financial support, attendance, and work. The other category is 80% who sit back and enjoy the fruit of their labor. Are you simply a saint in the body of Christ? Are you a faithful saint? Revelation 2:10 says, "Be faithful unto death, and I will give you the crown of life." Isn't that wonderful? Let's all dream big, think small, live an extraordinary life of one day at a time. You know, we at Life Saving Ministries are always looking for those who would like to work with us in this ministry. Call or write us at any time, and please donate to the ministry at Life Saving Ministries, 2164, that's P.O. Box 2164, Tallahassee, Florida, 32316. Now, as we pause a minute before Linda's message, let's listen to this message and music by Carol Robertson. How can anyone not believe? His love, after all the wonders the good Lord has done, how can anyone not believe?
can anyone not receive his gift after he died on the tree? Life everlasting in heaven above, how can anyone not believe? The Lord is waiting and ready to forgive. His mercy endureth forever. The faith of a child in Jesus today.
I'm Minister Linda here today to talk about faith versus unbelief. So then, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. Our faith increases when we hear the Word and as we speak the Word. God gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did. Romans 4:17. We must speak out about what we believe with an absolute confidence to receive, declaring the future as though it is, not being moved by what we see or feel, only by what we believe. For we walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We must determine to be motivated by what we believe and not thwarted by what we do not see. Everything that does not come from faith is sin. Romans 14:23 says, "And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin." In Luke 17:5 it says, "And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith." That's what we need to say daily: Lord, increase our faith. Galatians 5:6 says, "For in Jesus Christ neither circumcision availeth anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith which worketh by love." Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." James 2:17 says, "Even so faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone." 1 John 5:4 says, "For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith." Our activated now, know-so faith applicates God's faithfulness unto us. We must enjoin our faith with God's faith. Faith assures success. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, "And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper." Faith is a fundamental duty of the Christian. John 6:28 says, "Then said they unto him, What shall we do that we might work the works of God?" John 6:29 says, "Jesus answered and said unto them, This is the work of God, that ye believe on him who hath sent, whom he hath sent." Faith is a defensive weapon. Ephesians 6:16 says, "Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked." Faith is an indispensable element in religion. Hebrews 11:6 says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Faith is essential in prayer. James 1:5 and 6 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed." Faith should be united with love. 1 John 3:23 says, "And this is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another as he gave us commandment." We are justified by faith. Justified, just as if we never sinned. Habakkuk 2:4 says, "Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. And that's what we need in this world today, is inner peace that's given only as a gift from God when we are justified by faith. Galatians 3:6 says, even as Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. Faith gives us righteousness imputed by God. Philippians 3:9 says, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. When we are faithful, we are accorded blessings from God. Matthew 8:13 says, and Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. In Matthew 9:29, it says, then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. Matthew 9:30 says, and their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. Matthew 17:20 says, and Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. All things are possible through Christ Jesus when we are operating in faith. Mark 9:23 says, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. We must make a choice. Are we going to operate in faith or unbelief? Doubt, fear, worry, and anxiety cancel faith. And without faith, it is impossible to please God. You must put the cross before you and the world behind you. Jesus Christ hung on the center of that cross, and we must place all hope, faith, trust, and belief in him and put the cross before us and the world behind. Our salvation is secured by faith. John 3:15 says that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. John 5:24 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. John 11:25 says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. John 12:46 says, I am coming a light into the world that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. John 20:31 says, but these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Being a faithful servant requires trusting in God wholeheartedly. Psalm 37:3 says, trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily shalt thou be fed. Psalm 37:5 says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Psalm 118:8 says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lead not unto thine own understanding. Isaiah 26:4 says, trust ye in the Lord forever, for in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. Isaiah 50:10 says, who is among you that feareth the Lord, that obeyeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness and hath no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. The acrostic for faith today is for giving anointing inspired by truth through heartfelt love of God. The forgiving anointing inspired by truth through the heartfelt love of God. Faith sees past the struggle, knows confidently, believing wholeheartedly that God is a behind-the-scene, on-the-scene, on-time God, and He will be there right on time every time. He's the number one responder, refuge, and source of strength that will carry us through, endurance to the end. No doubt, fear, worry, or anxiety in the midst of the crisis, but pushing and pressing on under the sun, looking to Christ for the solution to the pollution of the worldly problems. For Christ is the true problem solver. We must be found leaning on the everlasting arms of God. God is the ram in the bush, the great waymaker. Wow, what an overwhelming waymaker He is. Faith sees, knows, trusts, and believes. This is walking by faith, not by sight. In faith, there is no fear, but being sincere, revering God. Faith is peace in the valley and peace amidst adversity. Faith is travailing during hardship in order to birth the prevailing victory in Jesus, which has already been won on Calvary. Our activated now, know-so faith, applicates God's faithfulness unto us. We are to be modern-day Moseses, leading people through their Red Sea experiences of life via faith, for we know that God will never leave us nor forsake us. Faith is believing in the Word, trusting that God will perform His vows. He's the only fulfiller, sustainer, and maintainer of life. Every test, trial, and tribulation bursts transformation. We must rejoice and give thanks, for they are faith builders building your faith and love walk. He walks and talks through you. You must have faith that He will never take you to something that He won't take you through. We must trust and obey, for there is no other way but in Jesus. Faith keeps on walking. Faith keeps on talking. Faith keeps its eyes on God. Faith walks in purpose and destiny. The faithful will remain armored in God. Ephesians 6:14-17. Read that this week. Listen now as we hear Carol Robertson sing, "Hidden by the cross before you, the world behind you." God bless.
Single day, no matter how I tried to stay out of his way, our little game of hide and seek would still be going on, but I found the perfect hiding place, and I'm making it my home.